It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host. We are running a five-part series talking about the individual Tuolumne County supervisors, and our guest is District 1 Supervisor David Goldenberg, and it's good to have you in the studio.
Well, thanks for having me in, Tracy. I appreciate it.
And first off, let's start off with your district. Tell the listeners an outline of your district.
Sure. Before we jump straight into the district, I would just like to express my appreciation to all the county employees for everything that they've been doing and continue to do, and the support of my wife, Linda, as well. My district is, a lot of people look at it as just being the city of Sonora, but it actually goes quite a bit beyond the city of Sonora. It goes out through Columbia along Sawmill Flat Road, up Big Hill Road, ends up coming across country back down to Phoenix Lake Road. And so it's a lot wider footprint than, many people realize. But, a lot of the interest, of course, is within the city limits.
And this is your first term. So what have you learned so far?
Oh, my goodness. So I'm about a little over 11 months into it. Never run for public office before. For the most part, it was as expected. Other than, we've had a very difficult year, right? Everybody is aware of that. And, we've had a lot of trials and tribulations along the way, dealing with, many, many issues. But overall, I'm glad to be here. I think we've made good success, myself as a supervisor and working with this new board, overall.
Any experiences that you want to share that you've had?
So I ran on a platform, that really focused on, fire issues. My background with Cal Fire, where, of course, I worked for 35 years, as well as, just looking at the financial stability, of county government. And I had strong concerns there, so I wanted to see those things worked on and, see stability come into it. And I think we've been pretty darn successful on the budget side. We didn't have any layoffs this year, where the previous 2 years we did. I know that that's a good thing for the community. When you lay off employees, 40 employees 2 years in a row for about 80 employees, that impacts a lot of lives. And so very fortunate that we're able to, get things on a more even keel.
And what about surprises? Is there anything from being on the board that surprised you?
probably the most thing that surprised me is, so my background in fire department, and as I rose through the levels to management positions, I was used to and able to make many decisions on my own and on the spot. I knew that we had to act as a board, but I guess I didn't quite have a good feel for, what it would take sometimes to get five board members to come together. And not necessarily five, right? I mean, you need at least a 3-2 vote. But, it's a challenge at times. So that kind of the most area that I was surprised on is dealing with some of that structure.
Sure. Now, just this week, the board got quite a surprise because you had the Rad Card program that was going on with gift certificates for shopping in Tuolumne County for local businesses, and that money ran out within a week. And surprise, surprise, the Sonora Area Foundation came in and offered up another $100,000. So first, why don't you explain the program to our listeners and then detail how surprised you were in getting those funds?
Yeah, so the Rad Card program, actually one of our supervisors, Kathleen Half, had heard about it and brought up this subject to the board. And we discussed it, and, as a board, we openly embraced it, amongst all board members. And just looking at, the potential, if you take, the county contributing basically $500,000, there was some, smaller contributions that were a part of that. But so you double that and look at what you're doing for the economy and for the business owners who have been through just an incredible amount. They've just gotten pounded. The program is absolutely excellent. It sold out very quickly, yes. and so a bit of a surprise there. My wife and I came downtown right after Thanksgiving. We visited with many shop owners, you know, up and down both, you know, sides of the street, on, you know, Washington Street. Just total enthusiasm, right? They were just ecstatic, get a lot of business. But I did have concerns, you know, which I voiced during our board meeting this week that...
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. There were a couple bugs.
The funds ran out, which is fine. And I know that visitors that came into the county from out of the area, as well as our residents, you know, were buying these cards and using them. But unfortunately, I think there was you know, some people that were not as openly honest as they should have been on how to manage what they were allowed to do. The rules were you could get up to $100 and the county through our funds would match it so that you would have $200. You know, some people created more email addresses apparently and were able to work around that system, and it excluded other people from being able to get in there. So it kind of leads into our latest thing with the Sonora Area Foundation has so graciously come up with, and we approved it at our board meeting. Why wouldn't we approve it?
You know, true. It's,
absolutely. They're so generous, and $100,000. And so when people put in their money for $100,000 and pair that up with the foundation's money, that's going to be another $200,000. I'm not sure exactly when it's going to start. It'll be very soon. We're trying to, you know, pump more economy into our businesses. You know, we're in the holiday season, and this is a great time for them.
In terms of fixing that email problem, what is the company telling you they're going to be able to do?
So initially, they didn't have any very clear answers. I had some conversations with staff asking, you know, is there a way that somehow they could maybe tie it back to a person's billing address, right? That's how we often, when you submit payment information, whether it be your bank or a credit card, they ask you for a billing address. And so I thought, well, can they go back in their records and perhaps differentiate that way? And I also asked, is there a way that all the people that tried to sign up and were unable to because the funds ran out, were they able to electronically capture that information? And if so, and I haven't gotten an answer yet, but if so, my desire would be that time-stamped wise, that we accommodate those people. We give them first chance at getting a card because they tried to and couldn't.
Obviously, this is a big boost for the economy.
It's absolutely huge. You know, when you look at the amounts, I talked to one business owner a little bit before I came down here, and she was expressing that in the range of, you know, between 40% and as much as 60% of their business over several days was coming from RAD card purchases. And so when you look at that, that's a pretty obvious sign as to the success. And so she was really looking forward to, can we get more funds to do it?
Well, yeah, because it sounds like it's really going well.
You know, it is. It's going to be spent, you know, so quickly, you know, just like that. And so it's just, as soon as they release it and open it up, we're trying to, you know, work out a couple of the details and be as cautious as we can to try and make it a little bit more structured, if possible. But if not, the businesses are still going to benefit.
And how about for next year? Is it something you're looking at?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we got our first round, you know, of what they call the ARPA, you know, funding, you know, from the federal government, the American Recovery Plan Act funding. And so that came this last May. And that was roughly a little over $5 million. And we'll get the next installment, so to speak, this coming May. Hopefully nothing will change that, right? The federal government will come through as they promised to. And I would really like to see that we replicate and we do the same thing this next holiday season and give our folks a big boost at the time when they can really use it.
All right, well, we're going to have to take a break right here, and we are talking with Tuolumne County's District 1 Supervisor, David Goldenberg. First, we need to hear a word from our sponsor, Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll be right back.